Good evening, GWA. This is the voice behind Zodiac Twins, and I am going to answer a questionnaire from CB called Spill It, CB's Playfully Innocent Lustful List of Intimate Topics. Okay. That was good. That was very clever. Okay, so some of these questions I can't particularly answer considering I don't have enough life experience with it, or it's just me being a cheeky little shit. So, please don't be too disappointed. But anyway, on to the questions. Question one. On a scale of 1 to 10, how similar are you to your GWA persona? 1 being not at all alike, 10 being exactly alike. Well, considering that my first audios on GWA were about succubi, I'm gonna have to go with 1 because I'm a human. And I'm also not a twin, so. Plus, the other part will be answered in a later question, so stick around for that. Question two. What's the story behind your username? The story behind the username Zodiac Twins, it's actually kind of in the name. I got it from my Zodiac, and I basically made twins from the sun and moon sign since it's a common media trope to have twins as exact opposites. Or twins that are almost exactly alike, but most of the time they're complete opposites, like Suite Life of Zack and Cody, where, Zack was the more sporty, outgoing one, and Cody was the nerd. So, yeah. My sun sign is an Aries, and my moon sign is Pisces, so those are almost, literally, like, almost like black and white, because Pisces is so emotional and so creative and stuff, and Aries is just like, ah, masculine in a feminine body, like, go get them. And I'm just like stuck in between with the two most almost incompatible combinations you can think of. I'm like a walking parrot, almost like a living walking paradox in a sense, as far as personalities go. Question three. How many languages do you speak? What are they? Say something sexy for us. How many languages do I speak? I guess you could say 3. I learned Spanish and French in high school. Spanish because it was all they had at my first high school until we moved and I had to transfer. And then that following year I took French. My mom was so dead set about me trying to learn Spanish even though I'd already filled the language requirement for the state. And I was just so tired of Spanish at that point. I was just like, ooh, French, why not? But currently, while I'm in college, I'm taking Japanese. So I don't know anything sexy in Japanese, but I can just say a random sentence. I'll have to go from the textbook that I remember having last year. Mary-san wa shashin wo torimashita. So basically, Mary took some pictures. Mashita part is past tense. So, like you would say, mas endings are kind of like how you would have did, well, do, did, and done. So, mas would be present tense affirmative. Present, affirmative, present tense, bleh. I could go into a completely different audio for that one, and I'll save it for another time. But yeah, it's basically like Mary just took some pictures. That's all. Question four. Who is your celebrity lookalike? I don't think I have one. Now, if we're talking family members, I think by my facial features, I resemble my dad more. At least I think I do. but I've been told that I look like my late great grandmother a lot in her younger years, so probably a mix of the two. And my mom says that for some reason, the one person you can't stand while you're pregnant ends up being the person that they favor, person that your child favors. I don't know how true that is, given I've never had kids, so I don't know. But as far as celebrity lookalikes, as far as skin tone goes, I'm gonna say between Tyra Banks and Rihanna. Ooh, excuse me. Question 5. Who knows your secrets? Can you share any of them with us? Well, I'm gonna have to be a cheeky little shit here and say, well, if they were secret, well, they wouldn't be secrets if I told you, so you don't get any dice there. Question 6. What bad habits do you have? I can be really hard on myself. Do not take that as sexually. I know somebody's gonna try to do a play on words. I can already see it. And I try to make a situation lighter than what it is at the most inconvenient of times. Like I remember, like in younger years, my mom would be like trying to fuss at us, and then I come up with something completely random, and she just give me that look like, "Bitch, will you shut the fuck up?" But I can be very self-depreciative also, so I used to be a very, very hardcore perfectionist. Well, I just used to be a perfectionist, so not I'm just very not kind to myself in my head. Number 7. Tell us the story of losing your virginity. You can't talk about something you haven't lost yet. So, nope. Number 8. How frequently do you have sex with someone else? Refer to question 7. How frequently do you have sex with yourself? And I'll say maybe at least a few times a week. And if it's been a very stressful week like this week has been, it's almost gonna be. It would be every night just to, take my mind off of it. So yeah, that's also. I also use masturbation as a coping mechanism for stress or grief or whatever. Number 9. What is your biggest regret? See question 5. Number 10. What would you choose as your death row meal? If you could give me McDonald's, Whataburger, Sonic, Chick-fil-A, Taco Bell, KFC. Basically, just go to almost every fast food restaurant chain in America. Almost. You might want to, or better yet, like give me food from places, from fast food places that I have not been to, or restaurants. I don't care. Just give me food. 11. What is your favorite scent? That's a hard one. The first, right now, my favorite scent is actually from Bath and Body Works, Mad About You, because it's very subtle and it's boyfriend approved. So he, my last time when we went to the mall, I just happened to go in Bath and Body Works and I took a sample and I tried on a sample of Mad About You and said like it asked if he liked it and he likes it. So, and I like it too, so it's a win-win. Number 12. What do you wear to bed on a regular night? Just a long t-shirt and some short shorts or maybe no shorts at all. If I'm in the dorm by myself, like this past academic year, I had a roommate who lived in the town not too far from my university. So she went home every weekend, every single weekend, even on finals, like even during finals week. So when she wasn't there, I would sleep naked. It's much, much more comfortable than it looks or than it sounds. Plus, you don't sweat that much. So that's a bonus. On sexy time nights, I don't have sex, so ha ha! With other people. Number three, 13. Can't read. Do you read in bed? Not really, no. Unless it's fan fiction, occasionally. Who's your favorite author? I actually don't have a favorite author. Lately, I just really haven't been reading much, and I really need to get back into it. But the last book that I read was actually an audiobook, The Red Necklace by Sally Gardner. Tom Hiddleston read it, and you can find it on YouTube. Just look it up. The book itself is amazing. It takes place during Revolutionary War France. Well, France's Revolutionary War. And I can't tell you the whole details, but it's a really good book, and Tom Hiddleston does a really good job with character, with like other character voices, trying to put inflection in the tones, and he plays a really good villain. If you've seen any of Thor, the Avengers movies, he plays a really good villain. Number 14. Tell us about your most recent sexual encounter. If it's with another person, then there is no story there, because I've never been with another person. With myself, I just kind of do my norm and like listen to some of my favorite erotic voice actors. Like, I'm not going to list any names, but a lot of them are guys. So, just I don't know. I can't really describe it right now. Maybe because I'm sleepy as hell. Number 15. What one word best describes you inside the bedroom? Outside the bedroom. Inside the bedroom, I do have a lot of fantasies that I would love to try out eventually if I don't die first. So, but I'm too embarrassed to really talk about them face to face with other people. And I'm too lazy to list them out now. So, no dice there. Outside the bedroom, from my co if you could. If you read any of my comments from my submissions in GWA, I can be very witty. I'm also an English major, so you know, wordplay, things with words. Just seriously, puns galore. I'll say that. Do you have any tattoos or piercings? I have piercings, but they're the bland, normal, in your earlobe piercings. Have you ever come without touching your pussy? No. I really wish I could. What is your record for coming in 24 hours? Did you challenge yourself to do it, or did it just happen? Are you multi-orgasmic? The most times that I've come in a 24-hour period would have to be 5, 6 times. I'll say 5. I don't know. I just really wasn't. I would come, and then I'd just be like, no, I. And I just do it until I got sleepy, because at first that was really what I was doing for, is to help my help me sleep. So number 19. Did I even read the word for 18? I don't know. What is on your sexual bucket list? Losing my virginity, first of all. You know what? I might actually just tell you some of my little fantasies, my little kinks or whatever. 9 times out of 10, I'm person people that I'm trying to avoid having listened to this are never gonna find this anyway. So, I would love to be in a daddy dom little girl relationship. I don't know. It just sounds really interesting, and I'm not one to really. I could take orders, but I prefer being a backstage person. And but ironically, I'm not into anal at all. So, I also have I'm in college. This almost seems obligatory from the way this sounds, but I also have a professor-student fantasy-ish type thing. I don't know, but I don't seem, but I would kind of be the uncon also like doing unconventional things, trying to go against the grain, or defy the trope. So I probably wouldn't play out the whole I'm fucking my professor for a good grade. It's like, no, 'cause I've got scholarships to keep up. I can't play that. I can't play that shit. Another sexual. I think that's it. I think. And last but not least, number 20. Describe what an orgasm feels like to you. Hopefully while having an orgasm. I am not having one right now. If I do, I might doze off. So, it really depends. It really depends. Well, thank you for listening to this. Wow, God, I didn't even know I talked that long. Thank you for listening to this rambly questionnaire. I really enjoyed it. And hopefully you keep continuing to listen. Bye.